AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The markets plunged right from the start of trading today, continuing the worst annual start for Wall Street in history. Joining us live from New York with the close is AP's Warren Levinson. Okay, we seem to have a problem with Warren, right?
Well, Tim, the final numbers are not quite as red as they looked at midday. As the closing bell echoes around the trading floor, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 240 points, another 1.5%, which doesn't seem like a whole lot given the last 3 weeks. The market opened 2.5% lower. It was as low as 3.5% down fairly late in the trading session. At its low point, down 566 Dow points. Oil gets the blame. The price of crude oil fell off the table again to a 12.5-year low, which raises questions about worldwide demand, plus all the money energy producers owe banks, whose stocks are also plunging. Tech stocks led the big turnaround in the last hour of trading. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite actually finished the day basically unchanged. Tim?
That's the AP's Warren Levinson joining us live from New York. The National Weather Service says winter storm and blizzard watches will be in place tomorrow for a number of states along the Mid-Atlantic. AP science writer Seth Borenstein reports the forecasters aren't certain exactly where most of the snow will fall through the weekend.
It may be Washington, it may be Philly, it may be New York. Someone's going to get it and going to get it big. It's also too soon to say, is it going to be 10 inches, is it going to be 18 inches, is it going to be 24 inches?
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says he will release his emails regarding Flint's water, which became contaminated with too much lead when the city changed its water source in 2014 to save money. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, at a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, is asking for federal government to provide more help. That lead contamination can lead to behavior problems and learning disabilities in children. This is AP Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out with new guidance for doctors whose pregnant patients may have traveled to regions experiencing outbreaks of the Zika virus, which is known to cause birth defects.
We have confirmed 12 cases of Zika virus infection among returning travelers to the United States from parts of the Americas where we know Zika virus is spreading right now.
CDC's Dr. Beth Bell says there have been outbreaks in parts of the Caribbean and Latin America. President Obama's in Detroit for the auto show and tout the auto industry's comeback. But during lunch, he talked about his daughter Malia's coming high school graduation. Listen closely as he explains why he won't be making the graduation speech.
Malia's school asked if I want to speak with them. I said, no. I said, I can get up there and talk.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.